So without any further ado, I'd like to introduce our very first speaker. Mike Barker operates principally as a non-executive director these days, including MetLife and the ISPT Property Trust Group. Mike's well known in the profession for his investment experience, including time as a director of NatWest Investment Management in London and head of the Sydney office of County NatWest Investment Management. Mike was elected to life membership of the Institute of Actuaries Australia in 2007. Please welcome Mike Barker.
Good morning. I've got the hardest job. I've only got 8 minutes to cover 48 years of experience. I calculate that's 10 seconds for each year, so I'd better get moving. As an investment practitioner, I was a little surprised when I was asked to talk about non-traditional actuarial areas, because starting in the UK in the 1960s, investment was certainly a very traditional mainstream area. In the life office where I started training, all six of the analysts were student actuaries. It was very much part of the scene. Three of us qualified in 1 year, so I moved out. I became a strategic planner for a publishing printing company. Might sound odd, but I fitted very well as a financial analyst. I fitted very well into a team with an economist and a printing engineer. The three of us complemented each other beautifully. But then in 1968, I moved to Australia and took up a job doing both actuarial and investment work. The Australian investment scene in those days was quite similar to the UK. It was dominated by life offices, which in turn used actuaries in most of the key investment roles. I found myself quite heavily involved in property investment, which was a major part of life office investment back in the 60s and 70s. This led me into directorship positions. My first directorship, you may be amused to know, was Luna Park. Going there on Sunday night was quite reminiscent for me. We used to have our board meetings exactly where we had dinner the other day, except there was two floors of it there and it was looked quite different. We went into Luna Park as a property play, but that obviously didn't work, as you can see now. It got blocked, and so I found myself doing financial modelling of rides, particularly the Wild Mouse. Those of you who live in Sydney are probably very familiar with the Wild Mouse. You or your children will have been on it. The financial modelling was quite fascinating. It actually returned 60% of its capital cost in its first 3 weeks, but then declined quite rapidly. My next directorship was Hermitage Wines, which was a start-up wine venture in the Hunter Valley, aimed at an inflation-linked investment, if only. What I discovered there was general insurance statistics. We were in a 1-in-100-year flood, 1-in-100-year hail zone, but the crop got destroyed twice in the first 3 years by hailstorms. Undeterred, I carried on with trying to beat inflation. Inflation was a big deal in the 1970s, and we had a New Zealand branch. We developed a kiwi fruit orchard. We did a major forestry plantation, and finally a deer farm. All these involved creating some kind of financial model, simple financial projections, and then discounting the cash flows. Very simple. It came as second nature to me. I regarded it as an ordinary actuarial skill. Modelling the deer herd was particular fun. Those of you who have been involved in livestock, female offspring are quite valuable as breeding stock, but the males are not worth much at all, just sold off for meat. I wonder what the Europeans would think of that. So what's happened since then? From investment being normal actuarial work, clearly things have changed. Why has investment become non-traditional? First, I've got three reasons. First of all, rightly or wrongly, financial economics has come to dominate institutional investment decision-taking. Actuaries did not invent financial economics and in many cases resisted it. Actuaries were followers rather than leaders. I was an early adopter, but over the years have become quite critical. To the younger actuaries, I would paraphrase Paul Krugman's comment: do not confuse mathematical beauty with scientific truth. Moving on to the second thing that's happened, globalisation took place across most industries and professions. The desire for cross-border qualification became important to enhance labour mobility across global groups. Unfortunately, the US and continental Europe actuarial professions had little involvement in the investment area, and so it was not high on the global agenda. The investment actuaries in the UK and Australia missed out. Third thing that happened, the CFA went global and quickly became the globally accepted investment qualification. The rest, as they say, is history. The global actuarial profession's focus is now on regulated areas. Anything else is now considered a wider field. You might detect an element of sadness in my voice. But actuaries in Australia are still in investment. They've gone from being intellectual leaders in the investment space 30 years ago to perhaps being also RANs now, but a lot of them are still highly respected as individuals and are still playing major roles in the investment area. It's just that actuaries are no longer seen as the owners of the paradigm, so to speak. How do we move on from here? Well, we're not going to turn back the clock and go back to where we were 30 or 40 years ago. But there is a lot of future out there. A couple of the speakers early in the conference have mentioned getting out and mixing with other professions. That's what I put at the top of the list. To show that I practice what I preach, in the last 2 years I've been to 4 international conferences. One was in Cape Town, the ICA. A second one was in Cambridge, where the London Quant Group do their annual quantitative argument. Third one was in New York, the annual conference of GARP, the Global Association of Risk Professionals. And the fourth and best was in Rotterdam at Erasmus University, where a whole lot of macroeconomists were arguing about bubbles and crashes and what drove markets. So I got out and mixed, and I suggest everybody else does as well. It's good for you. Where do I go from here? At the convention 2 years ago, I delivered a paper about systemic risk, which, amongst other things, suggested we learn more about systems theory. I'm now moving further down that track, focusing on complexity theory. A number of speakers over the last couple of days have used the words complex or complexity in their presentations, but this has usually been in a layman's sense of the word. Complexity theory is an important and expanding science, and this may well be the subject of the next conference I go to. I'm very pleased to see that the UK Institute has set up a working party on complexity, and I'll be interested to see where that leads. I think I've just about run out of my time, so I'll hand over to the next speaker. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Very good. Thank you very much, Mike.